This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State University receives money to help create a new Florida. The Florida State University System's Board of Governors is promoting its New Florida initiative. New Florida is designed to harness the brain power within Florida's universities to help Florida as a whole. State University System Chancellor Frank Brogan says this new knowledge-centered approach is a change for Florida. It's not called New Florida for nothing, but it's a change for the better.
Well, the New Florida Initiative is a fairly simple concept. Agriculture and tourism and growth are going to continue to be an important part of the future of Florida. It's time that we also make a dedicated effort to the idea that a knowledge-based, innovative-based economy is going to be the future of the state of Florida.
To get the ball rolling, the Florida legislature allocated $10 million to the state university system. The system then awarded those funds to projects across the 11 public universities. Some of the money went towards Scholars Boost grants, designed to help universities bring on new faculty members or keep old ones. The rest went to clustering grants, focused on collaboration toward cluster industries, as they call them, in math, engineering, and health.
If we look at other states, California, Michigan, and others, who've really tried to dedicate their economic development efforts by using their higher education community, that's in essence the flavor of New Florida, increasing our undergraduate degree population, that talent supply chain, increasing and expanding our graduate programming, our research and development.
Florida State received a total of $1.3 million, funding 7 projects in all. The largest chunk, $300,000, goes to the College of Medicine. This project in particular is a great example of the ultimate aim of the initiative. It is entitled the Community Research Collaborative Program in Pediatrics, Internal Medicine, and Family Medicine. The two collaborating partners, two universities that just squared off in one of the biggest football games of the season, Florida State University and the University of Florida. FSU Med School Associate Dean for Research Myra Hurt says the program capitalizes on FSU's regional campus structure to put lab-based medical research to the test in the field.
Most clinical research has occurred inside hospitals in very rarefied settings and usually involve very rare diseases. And so this collaboration will allow UF access to the kinds of patients that live all over Florida through our community-based network.
Collaboration, says Frank Brogan, is a step in the right direction if the initiative is to have a chance at effecting change across the entire state.
The knowledge that indeed we've brokered some amazing partnerships, Florida State and the University of Florida working collaboratively on a project together, brings two giants of higher education together, which will, at the end of the day, move their and our efforts farther faster than if we continue to work in silos.
For a complete list of the projects funded at Florida State University and for more information on the New Florida Initiative, head over to FSU.com. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.